Masechet Baba Batra, Perek Het Mishnah Gimel. The Pisukim that talk about the Benotzil of Had is where we learn out all the laws of inheritance. Benotzil of Had were the daughters of a man named Selohad who came from the tribe of Menashe, and he passed away and he had no sons. His five daughters approached Moshe Rabbeinu with the claim that they wanted to be the inheritors of Selohad. Why should their father's legacy be wiped out? Moshe Rabbeinu went to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and Hashem responded that indeed they were right and that they are going to inherit because they had no brothers. We learn out all the laws from here, and here we'll talk about what did they actually inherit, these five daughters of Selofhad. Mishnah says, Benot Selofhad natlu shelosha halakim benahala. The daughters of Selofhad received three portions in the land of Israel after they were named as their father's inheritors. Number one, Helek Avihen Shehaya im Yotzei Mitzrayim. They received the portion of land that their father Selofhad was entitled to because he was one of the people who left Egypt. The way that it was divided up in those days is that every single male over the age of 20 who left Egypt received a Helek, received the portion in Eretz Israel. When they died in the desert, their portion was handed over to their children, to their sons here. Since there were no sons and there were only daughters, that portion was handed off to the Benot Selofhad, those daughters. They inherited that first portion in Eretz Israel. Likewise, number two, V'helko im Ehav benichse Hefer. Hefer was the name of Selofhad's father. He was also somebody who left Egypt, and therefore he would have been entitled to a parcel of land in Eretz Israel. He died in the desert, so all of his children were going to be his inheritors. But Selofhad died as well. So therefore, in his place stood his daughters, and they inherited from their grandfather, Selofhad's father, along with the rest of their uncles. They all inherited a piece of their father's, all those brothers, their father's portion in Israel. So this is Benot Selofhad inheriting the portion that was destined for their grandfather, Hefer. And then the third portion, Ve'shehaya Bechor Notel Shnei Halakim. Selofhad was the eldest born, the Bechor, of the sons of Hefer. So he was entitled to a double portion of Hefer's Nahala, of Hefer's inheritance, of Hefer's portion in Eretz Israel. So therefore, Selofhad, as the daughter, that was entitled to two portions, and his daughters who stood in his place, they inherited that extra portion as well, like he would have. So therefore, Benot Selofhad were given three portions in Eretz Israel. The portion of Selofhad, the portion that their father Selofhad was entitled to from the estate of his father, which his name was Hefer, and then since Selofhad was a Bechor, he would have been entitled to two halakim, two portions, and those are the three pieces of Eretz Israel that Benot Selofhad inherited.